Chapter 23. There was no need to focus on the pain anymore. Drake could feel little else. As he stumbled through chamber after chamber, every inch of his skin howled in complaint. The Hall of Stars had left his skin blackened and his uniform in tatters. He was in too much pain to examine the rooms that followed. He was vaguely aware of what might have been control panels, banks of raised platforms containing more pools of black liquid, but he made a straight line through every room. His head was bowed, and his pistol was hanging loosely in his grip. But even without Thaddeus, Drake was sure of his route. He felt like a blood cell racing back towards a heart. Emanating from somewhere up ahead was the grinding, creaking sound of the Blackstone's core. It was the noise he'd been hearing on and off since he first landed, but since his revival, it had been even louder, making him flinch and twitch as he ran. Drake felt like a stranger in his own body. The change he had felt after his resurrection was growing more pronounced. The old certainties no longer seemed so certain. He had come to Precipice to raise himself from the mire, to regain his place at the head of House Drake and to rule over lesser men. But now there was another will driving him on. He still carried a burning desire to reach the vault, but he was no longer sure it was his desire. He felt as though there were an invisible cord dragging him through trial after trial, testing him with an unyielding rigour that his father had done, gauging his worth. But for what? Drake passed through a doorway and cried out in anguish. Ahead of him was the long gallery with the charred corpses and the aqueduct running down its length.
"You're dead,"
said the same Drukhari who had tormented him earlier.
"No,"
he gasped, his voice ragged from his exertions and his head pounding with the Blackstone's pulse. For a moment, he almost faltered. He was a Drake. Accepting defeat was as alien to him as the creature that was sprawled on the floor a few feet away. But this was too much. After everything he'd endured, to be back here again, no closer to the vault, the same impassable route ahead of him. He could feel the Blackstone in his head, waiting to see his response, waiting to see if he would break.
"Never," he breathed.
He silenced the alien with a headshot, killing it for a second time, then sprinted across the balcony, drawing out the axial interrupter, fastening it to his wrist, and setting the timer as he ran. With a cry of defiance, he leapt out across the current and triggered the device. Pain. Darkness. The face of his father. The Duke was stern and unyielding. This was before he had given up on his son. He was lunging harder and faster, quizzing him on imperial governance, burying him under history books, reciting martial treatises and the intricacies of galactic trade. The face of his sister, bitter and hurt, willing him to fail.
"No,"
he howled. His heart thudded painfully back into life. Sparks flashed across his eye, blinding him. He rose, jittery and weak, and staggered away from the sluice into the next chamber. His heart had been violently stopped and brutally restarted, and, incredibly, for a second time, it had endured.
"You're dead,"
said the Drukhari, as Drake stumbled into the same chamber for a third time. The charred bodies, the Drukhari, the aqueduct, everything exactly as before. Drake dropped to his knees and clutched his head. His skull felt like it was being crushed, groaning and straining. His heart was stuttering wildly after being so ill-treated, and his whole body was jerking and twitching as lines of electricity flashed across his tattered uniform. The Blackstone's presence bore down on him, peeling back the layers of his soul.
"What do you want?"
he demanded, his words little more than a whisper. The alien sniggered. Drake stood, leant against the wall to steady himself, and shot the Drukhari for a third time. Then he tried to run across the room, making for the edge of the balcony and the aqueduct that stretched out from its centre. He weaved like a drunk, trembling and blinded by afterimages. He almost missed the entrance to the aqueduct and toppled into the void below, but managed to correct himself at the last minute. He lacked the strength to jump, but before he fell into the rushing oil, he triggered the axial interrupter, killing himself. Again.